For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar. The president of the University of Missouri says he will go along with Governor Jay Nixon and recommend that tuition for the system's four campuses not go up next year. In his State of the State address this week, Nixon proposed that higher education receive more state money. UM President Tim Wolf says the additional revenue proposed by Nixon should provide enough funds to let the school keep tuition flat.
I believe that based on what it would be directed our way, as proposed by the governor, is the resources that we need to cover our costs and to continue to provide the quality education experience that we need to.
The final decision is up to the university's Board of Curators, which meets next week in Columbia. Former U.S. Senator Kit Bond has been hired by a state business association to lobby his fellow Republicans in the state legislature in support of Medicaid expansion. Bond's lobbying firm is being paid by the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Chamber President Dan Meehan says the group hopes to capitalize on Bond's reputation and political connections to persuade reluctant Republican lawmakers that Medicaid expansion is a good idea. Missouri's Republican-led legislature has repeatedly rejected calls to extend Medicaid eligibility to an estimated 300,000 additional lower-income adults. The expansion has been backed by Governor Jay Nixon and his fellow Democratic lawmakers. States that expand Medicaid eligibility can receive enhanced federal payments under the terms of President Barack Obama's health care law. The Randolph County coroner says he has not been able to determine the cause of death for a mid-Missouri police chief. Coroner Gerald Lunsford announced yesterday he was ruling the cause of death of Huntsville Police Chief William Buddy Stuck as undetermined. He says he will not release any further findings. The 64-year-old Stuck died from a gunshot wound to the abdomen on November 27th at his home. Lunsford's finding conflicts with the Randolph County Sheriff Department's finding that Stuck's death was an accident, but the coroner's ruling becomes the official cause of death. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Randolph County Sheriff Mark Nichols says he won't comment on why his department ruled Stuck's death an accident. Missouri senators are calling on Attorney General Chris Koster to investigate a recent spike in propane prices. Senator Mike Parson of Bolivar says that companies are sending more propane overseas, leading to a shortage throughout the Midwest. He says the shortage causes prices to rise and gives big profits to corporations. He wants Koster to see if companies are price gouging. The Missouri Propane Gas Association says the shortage is caused by more exports and increased demand due to colder weather and higher crop yields. Propane is used to dry crops after a harvest. A spokesperson for Koster had no immediate comment today. Parson says the Attorney General's office told him they would meet Monday to consider his request. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.